In Vietnam, as in many Asian countries, cell phones are everywhere. Commentator Andrew Lam says that has its good points and its bad points.
Recently, on the outskirts of Hanoi, I watched as a well-dressed woman burned paper offerings to her long-dead husband. Along with traditional mock gold bars and money, however, an item stood out rather distinctively. It was a paper cell phone. "Why are you burning a paper cell phone?" I asked. "So that in the spirit world he can have everything that we have now," answered the widow matter-of-factly. A car and a laptop, these are the lyrical symbols of the American dream, but for the Vietnamese, they remain for the most part impossible luxury items. But not the cell phone. Cell phones are so cheap and plentiful in Vietnam, in fact, that vendors sell them on a sidewalk. Teenagers have them. On motorcycles, they chat while weaving dangerously with one hand on the handlebars. In cafes, they have a rude habit of talking while checking and sending messages on their cells. And in movie theaters, they never bother to turn off their ringers. Indeed, these days the insidious cell phone has invaded even the most sacred space in Vietnam, namely the Buddhist temple. Imagine yourself immersed in quiet meditation and incense smoke when suddenly the theme of Star Wars came muffling out of some young monk's saffron robe next to you. And though Buddha was smiling benevolently down on everyone, the abbot did not appear quite too pleased. He gave the chagrined, red-faced young monk a little smack on his shaved head while everyone else tried hard not to giggle. Vietnam came out of the Cold War a dozen years or so ago and ran smack into the information age. As a result, the country seemed something of a paradox. Though Vietnam is still known for the lack of freedom of expression and political dissidents are routinely arrested, people can't seem to keep their mouths shut. I read in a newspaper in Hanoi about a popular young medium who talks to the dead. How does she reach them? You guessed it, via her cell phone. She calls and they answer. No one else hears the dead but her, of course. Still, if the medium manages to reach those who died, I have to say it's regrettable. After all the stresses they suffered in life, with the new technology and the Vietnamese impulse to stay connected at all time, it's unlikely that any of the dead will ever find peace and quiet again in the spirit world.
Andrew Lam is an editor for Pacific News Service. He lives in San Francisco.